Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
People ask me how I've managed to lose so much weight while traveling, the excessive amount that I do. And yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. There's some work that goes into it. Certainly, I've added exercise to it. And that's, you know, and I'll tell you that, you know, exercising is a really bad way to lose weight. It's a great way to stay healthy, but it's not a great way to lose any weight. But you know, as I've done, it really boils down to just not eating the sugars, the grains, and the seed oils. Now, does that mean that sometimes or does that mean I never have those things? Well, every once in a while I do, and it's, you know, if I'm with as much traveling as I do, sometimes I'll sample something that I wouldn't normally have access to, or I'll eat something that, and sometimes that's a mistake, and sometimes it's not, right? And you know, and the nice thing is you get back, get back on, and that's, you know, what ends up, I think the mistake that people make is that people will go, oh, I have a, you know, I'm, you know, they made a mistake, and so they beat themselves up, and they say, okay, well, you know, and you know, one mistake turns into a month of being off track, right? And I know it's really hard to maintain a predictable and consistent diet when you're in multiple cities in multiple days kind of thing, but I also know what I can eat and generally what I can't, and you know, every once in a while I'll deviate from that a little bit, and you know, I'll know, I mean, like for example, when I jog in the morning, I kind of know, okay, maybe that dietary decision wasn't the best, or I look at my blood sugar and I go, well, maybe that wasn't the best choice. You live and you learn, right? And you kind of go, okay, well, I can't have that again, and you know, if I'm you kind of have to judge, am I going to be in this part of the world again? And you know, and you probably do initially have to go through a period of being a lot more strict, right, in order to get to the point where you're adapted and can slip right back into fat adaptation rather than sugar adaptation, because you can either burn sugar or fat but you can't do both at the same time. So just not eating the crap food. Sometimes that means skipping breakfast, right? You go to the see what the hotel has to offer, and you go, eh, doesn't look good. Not going to eat it. And sometimes it's good, and maybe I'll have it. But when I know I'm in a situation where the food's good, and I'm going to load up. You know, I had some good Kansas City barbecue yesterday. It's that's kind of a cool thing. But it does involve some. You do have to make some choices, and there's certain things you're not going to have. But as you get more fat adapted, it's actually easier to just say no to food. And some people can intermittent fast with no issue, right? And be in the situations like, I don't have to eat. And honestly, if I don't eat first thing in the morning, a lot of times it's okay, right? Or if we have to wait till even dinner, you know, it's like, yeah, okay. I wouldn't mind having something to eat, but it's not, it's not urgent, and my blood sugar is not going all over the place. And with all the travel I do too, it's like, it's amazing how little issues I have with jet lag anymore. I mean, it used to be a huge problem. Now it's like, okay, well, you know, and I also know how to travel a little bit better too. So I might come in a little bit earlier and obviously try to go to bed at the right time and then wake up the next morning and I'm good. So, I don't think it takes, it may seem like it takes a lot of effort, but it kind of doesn't really. I mean, I don't think about it so much. I just, you know, again, I know what my, I know my own particular issues, and so I tend to avoid them as much as I possibly can. And there's probably some areas I need to improve on for sure. For the most part, you know, I get off of a trip, I'll weigh a few more pounds. I kind of expect that. But those few more pounds generally go away after a few days, when I'm home eating properly and sleeping properly and all that stuff. It all matters, right? The diet's a big thing. And honestly, if you, I think I mentioned Fat a Documentary before, if you're an Amazon Prime member in the US and probably a couple other countries, I think it's now available. The movie's now available to watch for free. So, you don't have to wait for anybody to uh, You know, you don't have to pay for it if you don't want to. I did because I wanted to see it when it came out. But now you can watch it on Amazon Prime for free, and I highly recommend that that you do if you want to at least understand what I'm, you know, why I've made some of the choices I've made as far as my diet and and while traveling, and it's doable while traveling. It's, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, even Vinny himself had to do it driving across the country to move from California to Virginia, right? So so it's all totally doable. You just have to, and yeah, I think the easier, the less sugar you eat, the less sugar you want is really what it comes down to. So that's part of why I avoid, you know, sugar specifically is, and I'd say that with the other stuff as well, is it's like, okay, I could see myself wanting this, that, or the other. And I've, you know, I did have a little piece of bread for something not too long, ago. And that was, but I'm like, okay, I can't eat any more of this bread because I know that, yeah, that's going to be bad. And yeah, it's just not, not worth it. And yeah, and it's amazing again, when your body, when you finally have cleaned your body out of all the crap that you weren't supposed to eat, when you accidentally eat some of that stuff, or maybe on purpose you eat some of that stuff, then your body lets you know. Your body's kind of amazing that way. So you know, listen to your body, I guess. But you know, I think there's you know, we all get too distracted and we all assume that this is what's supposed to happen, when I don't think that ever was the case necessarily. So but this is it. But yeah, I mean, the way I do it, I mean, it does take some effort, but I've gotten to the point now where I just don't even think about it. And you know, maybe again, I think, you know, if I, when I tried to do this 15 years ago, it wasn't so great, but definitely in better shape now. And I also just am 15 years older and know what I can get away with and what I can't, and you know, and act accordingly. So yeah, takes some work, but you know, you have to put it in every day if you want results, no matter what it is.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.